Jess in with you this morning. Now, October is Mental Health Month, and joining me this morning is Rural Adversity Mental Health Coordinator with the Rural Adversity Mental Health Program, Matthew Milne. He's based in the Hunter Valley. Matt, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, Jess. I'm doing really well.
Now, this morning we're talking all about mental health. We know that particularly at the moment, of course, we're still dealing with the drought and now with COVID-19 as well. Mental health and looking after your mental health has never been more important.
Yeah, that's right. We've had a really tough start to the year. You mentioned drought and COVID, but we've got to throw in a little bit of bushfire here and there as well as some flooding. It's just been really tough for people in rural and regional areas, and I guess Mental Health Month is a great opportunity for us to stop, take a little bit of time to collect ourselves, maybe ask a few questions to see how people are going around us, and look forward to the end of the year after a really tough time.
Yeah, exactly. With everything that you mentioned that is going on at the moment that we have had to deal with this year, how common is mental ill health right now?
Well, mental health problems affect most of us throughout our life. Generally, about 50% of us are going to experience some sort of mental health problem through our life. And in that sense, mental health problems are really common, but they're also really treatable as well, particularly if we get an early start on that treatment. So there'd be no doubt that people in our communities would be having a hard time with everything that's been going on. So we need to make sure that we're looking after ourselves and also those people around us as well, making sure that we can ask some questions to see if they're okay, check in with them, and then direct them onto other help if that's something that they decide that they need.
Would you say that, you know, someone coming forward and recognising that they do have, you know, a mental health issue and they need to deal with it is possibly, you know, one of the hardest parts of it?
Yeah, it can be really hard to come out and ask for some help and support, particularly from those people who are close to us. It can be really hard to also, as a person who's worried about someone else, to even ask them how they're going. Mental health conversations are getting a lot better, but there are some difficulties around having those conversations. But if we approach each of those conversations from a place of love and care, especially if we're talking to someone who's close to us, who we worry about, there's really no way that we can be doing more harm. We're there, we're genuinely interested in making sure that person that we're talking to gets better.
Yeah, exactly. And the most important thing is that you can, in the majority of cases, get out of your mental health situation and get better.
Yeah, that's right. The sooner that we get started on reaching out for help, the better the outcome will be at the end. Mm. If a person is suffering from a mental health problem and it's sitting, festering away for a little while, it's going to be a bit harder to get over that hump and back into recovery. That's why the sooner we act, the better the outcome will be.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a new resource to help people, you know, talk about mental health, recognise, you know, that they might have an issue or things like that. And it's called the Take Time.
Yeah, that's right. That's our new magazine that we've launched as part of Mental Health Month. It currently exists in its online format, which is taketimemagazine.com.au. And it shares 10 stories of people from the land with a theme of connection through change. We've all had to deal with change this year in some way or another. And, you know, last year and the year before that, it's been a really rough time. So this magazine is a way to listen or read stories from other people who've experienced similar adversity and come out the other side. It also provides tips and strategies to improve our own mental health, as well as having a conversation with someone that we're worried about. And it also includes a mental health directory because, as we mentioned before, having a conversation with someone can be really difficult. And one of those barriers to having a conversation with someone can be not knowing where to access services or help or how to be effective. So if you've got a directory of places you can call, websites you can visit, half the battle's already been fought just by having that information there. So this magazine you can take to someone who you're worried about, sit them down, have a conversation, and then maybe try out a few of these resources together to see what works.
Yeah. So where can we get hold of this resource?
Yeah, at the moment, it's in an online format at taketimemagazine.com.au. It was launched for Mental Health Month, so we could share on our Facebook page, the Centre for Rural and Remote Mental Health, the articles and the stories that are in it, as well as the strategies. But in November, it will be coming out in hard copy, and we'll be trying to get that as far and wide as possible. So make sure that everyone's looking out for that in November.
Yep, that's awesome. Now, of course, Matt, the Rural Adversity Mental Health Program has lots of resources, lots of ways that you can help people out. So if anyone wants to get in touch with you or find out some more information, what's the best way to do that?
The best way to get in touch with your closest RAMP coordinator is to go to our website, which is www.ramhp.com.au. Scroll down on the homepage and type in your postcode into the locator and click find, and you'll get your two nearest RAMP coordinators to pop up. You can give us a call. We love having a chat. We spend a lot of time on the road, so we're always near our phone, and we can provide you with just an ear to listen to what's going on. We can provide you with strategies and tips for approaching a mental health concern, and pretty much everything in between. So there's not a lot we can't do. We can also offer free training for workplaces and community groups if people are interested in coming together to learn about mental illness. There's many things that we can do. So just reach out and give one of us a call.
Fantastic stuff. Well, Matt, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate your time.
No worries. Thanks, Jess.